since they want to know.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM at 7:50 a.m.
Welcome back into Drive Time Sports. Let's spend this segment talking about the anniversary of a sports movie. We do that from time to time. Last year, we had Anthony C. Hall on the show when we were talking about the anniversary of Blue Chips. It's a great movie. One of my favorite basketball movies. And just to tell you how fast time flies, on this date back in 1996, Happy Gilmore was released into the theaters. 25 years ago today, that movie came out. Everybody's seen Happy Gilmore. And if it's been a while, maybe you forgot just how funny it is. Here's the classic trailer.
For 400 years, golf has been a gentleman's game. A game of tradition, etiquette, and above all, sportsmanship. Until now.
Y'all ready for this?
Yeah!
Meet Happy Gilmore. He was a hockey player.
That's my puck, baby! Don't you ever touch my puck!
Who was skating on thin ice. But when his grandma needed his help...
Mrs. Gilmore owes the IRS $270,000. We're going to have to sell the house to someone else.
But she's an old lady. I mean, look at her. She's old.
He discovered a new talent.
The house is like 400 yards away. That's unbelievable.
Now, he's going from the links...
Step right up, folks. See if you can outdrive the amazing golf ball whacker guy.
To the links.
Hey, where are you going with those clubs, punk?
I'm your caddy.
He's gonna be on the tour. That's super.
Universal Pictures presents Adam Sandler.
The price is wrong, Pop.
As golf's missing link, Happy Gilmore.
It is my favorite sports comedy of all time. It's tough to say. I would put it above Caddyshack. It's tough to say, but I would. And maybe it's an age thing. You know, I was 10 when this movie came out. And I can actually quote this movie word for word. Right now, I could just quote the entire script word for word. We have to do best of shows from time to time. Like if I want to take a day off or if I got to travel out of the area for a basketball game, we have to do best of shows. And so I had this idea a long time ago that I would accumulate enough interviews to do a best of Happy Gilmore show. And that was the goal. And I nailed two of the more difficult interviews. I've come up short as far as Carl Weathers or Adam Sandler or Christopher McDonald, but two names that are well known that really add to the comedy of this flick are Bob Barker and Vern Lundquist. And we had both of those guys on the show. And so for me, it was a golden opportunity, right? I mean, how can you have Bob Barker on Drive Time Sports and not talk to him about Happy Gilmore? And the scene is just epically classic.
Guy's driving me crazy.
You know what's driving me crazy? You not getting the ball in the hole.
Don't push me, Bob. Now's not the time.
I can't believe you're a professional golfer. I think you should be working at the snack bar.
You better relax, Bob.
There is no way that you could have been as bad at hockey as you are at golf.
All right, let's go.
Oh! You like that, old man? You want a piece of me? I don't want a piece of you. I want the whole thing!
So how in the world did Adam Sandler rope in Bob Barker for that specific scene? Well, it's been about 8 years now since I conducted that interview here on Drive Time Sports, but I did ask Bob Barker just that. Mr. Bob Barker, before I let you go, I got to go back over and talk some sports. Obviously, one of the greatest, greatest scenes in movie history as far as sports go, that's you and Happy Gilmore. I got to ask you about that.
Jordan, you know, that movie was released in 1994, and I did Price is Right until 2007, and I never did a show after the movie was released that the audience didn't want to talk about Happy Gilmore, right up till the last day I was there, and particularly young men. They loved that scene. They loved it. They used to ask me, could you really whip Adam? Could you really beat up Adam in real life, could you? And I'd say, are you kidding? Adam Sandler couldn't whip Regis Philbin. I went up there to do that movie. We did it in Canada. And or at least my scenes were in Canada. And so I was at a hotel there the night before, and the director came over, and he said, we went over the script, and he said, well, and he said, Bob, don't worry about those fight scenes. He said, I have a double, and he'll do the fight scenes for you. And I said, are you kidding? I said, I'm up here. I said, I've been studying karate with Chuck Norris for probably 12, 15 years now, and I have never won a fight. Chuck comes over and beats me up every day that we work out. And I said, I came up here to win a fight. And I said, I'm going to do my own fighting. And so he said, fine, go for it, man.
One of the great scenes in sports movie history. I love it when Adam says, now you're going to get it, Bobby. You just take him to Funky Town.
Well, Chuck saw the movie and he was proud of me.
How did you get that part? How did that whole negotiation process go?
Well, believe it or not, Adam, you know, he's a pretty talented guy, and he's not just an actor and owner and producer of his movies. He helps in the writing. And he wrote the whole scene with me, without me even knowing it. And he wanted me to, I guess it was because it was so out of character for me, he wanted me to come over there and beat him up. And so when they called me and asked me if I'd come over and do this fight scene, I said, well, who wins the fight? And they said, you win the fight. I said, I'll be there.
Again, that was a previous interview with Bob Barker here on Drive Time Sports, one of my favorite interviews that I've ever had the pleasure of doing. The other one was Vern Lundquist. And if you're a play-by-play nut like I am, I love it. I love all things play-by-play. I've had the opportunity to talk to several legendary announcers, and Vern Lundquist has got to be close to the top of that list. No question. This guy is legendary in every sense. You could go through all the calls that Vern Lundquist has made. And even when Happy Gilmore first came out, I mean, I was like 10. Vern Lundquist to me was hilarious. That here's one of the best commentators in the sport. It just brought a level of realness to a very slapstick style of humor. Here's just a couple of those epic calls in this movie.
The golfers of the Tour Championship are ready to hit the links. There may be 63 professionals vying for the title of world's best, but in the minds of the spectators, there are really only two. Tour kingpin Shooter McGavin and bad boy Happy Gilmore, fresh off his recent suspension. And wouldn't you know it, they've been paired together. After one day, Shooter McGavin is in the lead, but the big surprise is young Happy Gilmore, nipping at his heels and trailing by only one stroke. Shooter from the sand, playing like he really wants that jacket. I knew Happy Gilmore was tough, but I can't believe he's going to keep playing after being hit by that car. Oh, this looks like the end for Happy Gilmore. Shooter now has a commanding lead. Gilmore can sink this. It will cap an amazing comeback.
Oh my God! Incredible! Happy Gilmore wins the gold jacket.
All right, so again, if you have Vern Lundquist on Drive Time Sports, you have to ask him about Happy Gilmore. This was like a 30-minute interview, but fit in a couple of minutes to talk about Happy Gilmore. I'd be doing myself a disservice, rather, if I didn't bring this up. We just had Bob Barker on the show with us not too long ago, and he went down, talked about his time in the movie Happy Gilmore. You actually played a very big role in that film as well.
Yeah, and it comes up all the time.
Of course it does.
That's not bad. That film was made in 1996. My part of it was all done in one day in Vancouver. But it's the greatest thing for me is that it's become kind of a cult classic with college kids. And of course, I spent almost all my working life in college campuses. And just recently, I was in New York last week, and I did a workshop at Fordham University for radio and television majors. And I did a little biographical presentation, and then we opened it up for Q&A, and I probably had 30 people in there. And the very first question was, please tell us about the experience of doing Happy Gilmore. So it's a good thing. I mean, I'm in my early 70s, and I'm dealing with kids in their upper teens or early 20s, and to have that movie out there and them enjoyed watching it. Gives me a little bit of a contact with him that is very, very appreciated.
Yeah, so, I mean, when we talk Duke, Kentucky, you talk to 50th Masters, all these great calls that you've had, including, you know, 2006, we can go to the NCAA Men's Basketball Regionals, all that, still it's up there with who the hell is Happy Gilmore? That's got to be one of your famous calls, right?
That's it. That'll be on my tombstone.
Classic. Those are two of my favorite interviews. Seriously, two of my favorites. When you look at the history of this movie, the budget was $12 million. And at the box office, it went on to gross $41 million. And then I think the most epic scene of all, it's Bob Barker and Happy Gilmore. And that's one of the most epic sports movies, fictional sports movie scenes ever. You just don't expect it, right? The cult following that this movie has, it's epic and legendary. I mean, there are kids who weren't even alive when this movie was released that can quote it, because it's that fantastic. It also was the breakout movie in my mind for Adam Sandler. And I think one of the more hilarious facts about this movie, the scene with Bob Barker beating up Happy, it actually increased the ratings for The Price is Right among younger demographics. And as you heard in that clip, that interview that we had with Bob Barker, he said every day someone asked him about that movie. Every day. And it was probably a younger generation. And when you look at the pop culture impact, I mean, it's ever growing. It's not going anywhere. It's one of my favorite movies ever. And the fact that that came out 25 years ago today, I thought we had to play a couple of clips and take a break from the normal sports talk here on Drive Time Sports, play a couple of the clips from Vern Lundquist and Bob Barker, and of course, some of the scenes from the movie. 25 years ago today, Happy Gilmore was released. Go home and watch it tonight. We're going to break for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. We'll be back in just a moment right here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.